Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
How about that? A new day of a new week. Newer week, at least. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Chris Bryan and Austin Price here in the studio with you, as always. 4:12, Chris. We don't have a lot of time before we got to dive straight into our first quick check of the roads and weather. So tell us what's going on.
You know, it's almost like the opening of a Disney movie here.
Yes, it is. It is. But that's the joy we want to fill people with.
Yes, we do. 4:12, News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Thanks for having us on. I want to really cover this real quickly with you. With less than 2 weeks to go to keep the government funded, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell wouldn't say if he'd prefer a three-month continuing resolution over a six-month one from his House colleagues. Senator Mitch McConnell.
I think we first have to wait and see what the House sends us. My only observation about this whole discussion is the one thing you cannot have is a government shutdown.
There you go.
I believe him.
Kind of put it in simplistic terms there, doesn't he?
Yeah, we can't have a government shutdown. You are correct, sir.
Okay, good information to pass on. Both PNS, VPS, that's Fort Walton Beach Airports, operating cancellation and delay free here this afternoon.
Oh, yeah, that is very good news. And I'll keep the good news going. We do have two pairs of tickets to give away throughout this afternoon, and it actually gets underway in not even 20 minutes. We've got a pair of Oak Ridge Boys tickets to the Sanger Theater. We will have a little contest for that. And then about an hour and 20 minutes from now, we will be giving away a pair of tickets to Florida State and Cal, 6 o'clock Saturday evening. So we've got a lot that we're giving away today and a lot that we're covering as well, starting with this traffic and weather update being brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, hoping to not see too much going on. Got some minor backups here and there on I-10 if traveling westbound towards Palafox and Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards that same area. But your worst-looking spots are going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. That's going to back you up past Oriole Beach and almost to the Pensacola Beach Bridge. So be on the lookout for that. Very, very heavily backed up there. And then it's just going to be minor everyday congestion you see on Highway 90, whether it be you're traveling eastbound past Avalon Boulevard or westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, it's 81 degrees in Pensacola, a low of 72 tonight. As we get into tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 86 and a low of 72 again. You know, I got to tell you, I thought Tuesday was supposed to be pretty clear, Chris, and it's beautiful now. But my goodness, I was over in Milton. On my way here, the rain was misery.
Yeah, I saw it coming across. I was on Garson coming across the Escambia bridges, the twin spans there.
Right.
And you could see the sheets of rain. That was over off of Scenic Highway. I heading right into it. It came, it went, it's gone. Bands on the beach tonight, 7 o'clock. Go ahead, take the blankets and the coolers and all. Forget the pets and glass, though. But right. It's 7 o'clock tonight. Beautiful night. And I'm going to throw in a full moon for you.
Really?
Did you see it this last night?
Well, typically when someone shows me a full moon, I kind of tense up.
Got to tell you, it was one of those nights, couldn't sleep, went out in the back patio and saw this beautiful full moon out there.
Wow, nice.
Just absolutely great. Anyway, so that's what's going to happen. Bands on the beach tonight, 7 o'clock, Casino Pavilion. Be there or be square.
Absolutely. here, one of the top stories going on today, and it's actually kind of a joint story, if you will. Some details on the Israel-Hamas relations, or lack thereof. Vice President Kamala Harris says that far too many Palestinians have been killed during the Israel-Hamas war. She was at a discussion hosted by the National Association of Black Journalists in Philadelphia, and she says that she supports Israel's right to defend itself, but how it defends itself also matters, and she again stressed that a ceasefire deal is needed now. However, Secretary of State Antony Blinken traveling to Egypt this week, but he's going to skip a stop in Israel, and this comes as doubts rise about that ceasefire and hostage deal being sealed before President Biden leaves office. This is going to be the first time since the war in Gaza began nearly a year ago that Blinken has visited the Middle East without stopping in Israel.
Okay, and about 25 minutes from right now, Austin, we're going to delve into the high school football week 3 scene for you, starting with the Thursday games, working through the Friday games, and we'll also dive into SEC Saturday, talk about some of those key matchups coming up this weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. And that's the thing. There are some key matchups coming up, absolutely. For example, like Tennessee, they're ranked pretty high, and they've got to go to Oklahoma. That's going to be one of their biggest tests of the season so far. But I think that's something that Tennessee can definitely pull off. But we'll save that for later. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole now. Here locally, former NAS Pensacola commander Tim Lucky Kinsella has been tapped to be the new Pensacola City Administrator. He publicly accepted the job this morning at Mayor D.C. Reeves' press conference, and he says he's looking forward to continuing his public service for the people of Pensacola.
Yeah, I had an opportunity and actually an honor to work with him over the years, and, you know, he got handed a load full. He was the skipper in charge of when the COVID came down, skipper in charge when we had the terrible terrorist attack thing. So he's had his hands full and did it masterfully, may I add. Maybe that's why they call him Lucky.
Perhaps.
He's a nice guy, too.
But I don't think it's luck. I think it's skill.
He's a nice guy. He's a real nice guy.
Absolutely. And an Okaloosa County man is $1 million richer. That's pretty cool as well. Thanks to a Florida lottery ticket, 52-year-old Roy Boyer claimed a Monopoly doubler $1 million winning ticket on Monday. He took his winnings as a one-time lump sum payment of just about $800,000. He purchased a ticket from a Raceway convenience store in Shalimar.
Doesn't that just make you sick? Just, because, you know, I don't play that often. Only when you got some extra bucks just to throw around. But
right.
I don't know about you. I'm not a gambler. I just can't win. It doesn't matter. But if you are, let me just go ahead and tell you, after an $800 million Mega Millions winner last week in Texas, the jackpot set to go tonight, $31 million with a cash option of $15.6 million. That's not bad.
Oh, absolutely.
Then tomorrow night, Powerball, $176 million, $89.4 million cash option heading out the door, and they make that drawing at 10 p.m. That's Wednesday night.
And this is just about 4:19, so we'll take a quick break. When we return, we've got some unfortunate details regarding some of these online threats that have been made against some schools in our area lately. We got details on that, including word from Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. We've got some details from him regarding that situation and more right here on Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back shortly.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
At the height of hurricane season, are you sure your data is backed up? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Hurricanes can cause severe damage to buildings and IT infrastructure. Test your backups now to ensure your access in an emergency. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. Get tips on the Blue Angels, beach time, and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Thursday at 9, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
It's the return of 0% financing for a very popular Volkswagen from Peakmore Imports. The 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan is now available with 0% financing for a full 60 months. The already discounted Tiguan S is now from $29,499 with a choice to finance through Volkswagen Credit at 0% for a full 5 years. But if 0% isn't your thing, take an additional $2,000 off the already discounted price for a lower sale price of $27,499. And low rates like 2.9% for 60 months are available on the 2024 family-sized Atlas. Or the choice of $3,000 in customer cash. And the Atlas Cross Sport with 2.9% for 60 months. Or the choice of $2,500 in customer cash. The numbers are looking better and better at Peakmore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to PCI and a standalone offer not to be combined with customer cash discount. Sell price before tax, title, and income fees. See dealer for details.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community. that is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia. Join the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, 423 here. Chris, you got your papers in your hands like you always do. You got something for me. What's going on with
that? Yeah, absolutely. It's 423, News Radio 92.3, and Austin is in with me, and this is Chris Bryan. Hope you're having a great afternoon. Thanks for having us on. Yeah, tomorrow, we've been talking about this for so long, but tomorrow's the day. All economic eyes will be on the Fed and Jerome Powell. The highly anticipated two-day meeting of the Fed kicked off actually today. Policymakers expected to cut those interest rates. Fox Business's Edward Lawrence has the interest rate prediction this afternoon.
63% chance, the markets believe, of a half a percentage cut on this. You know, three liberal senators, though, went farther. They sent a letter to the Fed chairman, Jay Powell, asking for 75 basis points, Senator Elizabeth Warren among them.
It is time to lower the interest rate. I believe it should go down by 75 basis points.
A deeper cut would boost the economy, but does risk jumpstarting inflation? Now, some experts believe the decision tomorrow will be meant to not spook the markets. We'll see what happens tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern.
All right. Wall Street's going to usher in that first interest rate cut. We're waiting for that. You know, this is the first interest rate cut since March of 2020.
Wow.
Oh, here's some of the best categories for consumers. Mortgages, autos, personal loans. If you're carrying that credit card debt, this adjustment will not affect you whatsoever or your financial status. The average rate on credit cards, high. That's all I can say, almost 21%. Some retail cards as high as 32%, Austin.
425 here on the dot, just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Just traffic and weather update brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at the roads here, not too much was going on. Just some minor congestion here and there in the areas where we typically have them at this hour. Maybe some increased backups on North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10, and maybe some at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Michigan Avenue. Outside of those couple spots, though, it's just Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. That is very heavily backed up at this time. As for the weather, it's 81 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 73 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 86 with a low of 72. Slight chances of storms in the early half of your Tuesday, but as we bleed into the afternoon and evening, hopefully it won't be too bad. Hopefully.
I got to tell you, you're mentioning the roads on Highway 98, that Gulf Breeze corridor, that right. Mess, debacle, whatever you want to call it. Today, I was right there at Tiger Point Lane going eastbound. Traffic is backed up in certain areas, at least a mile sometimes, if you're heading westbound on 98 heading into Gulf Breeze. From like the Midway Water Company or so. It's a mess in Gulf Breeze. If you have to traverse this this territory, I suggest padding your time limits a little bit.
Absolutely.
Because you really cannot judge it. It's stop and go traffic, and it's a mess. We're just getting this. I wanted to pass this on real quick. We're just getting this through the B-roll today. Police are looking for a car involved in a hit-and-run crash. Happened early Sunday morning over at the Pensacola Circle K. It's over on East Gregory Street. You know what I'm talking about there. Pensacola police looking for a 2015-2017 silver Mazda 6. There's a video showing that vehicle driving into a person standing in the front of that building and then driving right through the front doors of the building. So PPD is actively looking for that knucklehead driver. Happened at 4:15 on Sunday morning, so they'll find him.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely.
And also hinted at this before the break, there's been a lot of vague online threats against area schools lately. In Escambia County, three students have been arrested after separate incidents in just the last week. Sheriff Chip Simmons says that the threats disrupt schools and law enforcement agencies and has also said that there is, of course, nothing funny about making a shooting threat, and arrests will be made if you do so. This week, a 15-year-old and a 12-year-old were arrested. Last Friday, an 11-year-old was arrested after a threat was made.
Okay, Eli Lazar of Pensacola charged with sexually assaulting and molesting a 7-year-old boy. He was arrested on August 30th on three domestic violence charges, sexual assault, molestation, battery. The incidents happened between May and August. Sometimes you just have to hold your breath when you have to do some of these stories.
Absolutely.
Well, 7-year-old boy, folks.
Yes, and having to unfortunately revisit the story about school threats, Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office investigating a vague online threat against two Milton schools. Officials say threats were made against Milton High School and Hobbs Middle last night and are being looked into. Sheriff Bob Johnson said that they have noticed an increased amount of school threats, and it's usually just kids who don't think before they speak. So Santa Rosa County is now in on this as well. Want to touch on this, though, 428. We mentioned earlier that we've got two pairs of tickets to give away. We're going to give the first pair away now. It is a pair of tickets to see the Oak Ridge Boys on October 6th at the Sanger Theater. Again, it's going to be October 6th at 6 p.m. at the Sanger Theater. The Oak Ridge Boys, of course, they've sold over 41 million units worldwide and are synonymous with America, apple pie, baseball, and country music, of course. They have garnered 5 Grammy Awards, 9 GMA Dove Awards, and 2 American Music Awards. All right, so I hinted at this to you, Chris, off air. One member of the Oak Ridge Boys is William Lee Golden. And I find him particularly interesting because I've never met the guy, but my late grandmother, her neighbor was like a cousin of his. So this got me thinking. If you text in, do not call, text in to 850-437-1620, William Lee Golden. That's the name we'll go with. If you don't want to insert Lee, just type William Golden. That'll work too, because three names can be difficult, especially if you're on the roads. Be careful out there. Text in William Golden to 850-437-1620 if you want to win this pair of tickets to the Sanger Theater to see the Oak Ridge Boys on October 6th. Are you whipping out your phone? You're kind of quiet over there.
No, I was just thinking, is that a Saturday night? Do you know what night that is? October 6th?
I am not sure, actually. Let me see.
Happen to like the Oak Ridge Boys.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So I just would like to kind of know what night that would be cranking up the Sanger.
Yeah, we're getting a couple texts coming in. Let me see. We're about to go to break, so I'll just whip out my calendar on my phone and spend this time looking at when October 6th is. Let's see here. October 6th is a Sunday, so it'll be Sunday, October 6th at 6 p.m.
Even better.
Yeah. Right.
Great stuff.
It's going to be a beautiful start to your week.
And thanks for going for that effort to find that information.
Absolutely. And
since we both didn't have it.
This will not be the last pair of tickets we give away today. We've also got a pair of tickets to FSU and Cal for this weekend. We'll give those away this time next hour.
Wow. Such a deal. Go Noles.
News, I'm Tom Graham. Music mogul Shondidi Combs denied bail in a New York courtroom this afternoon after pleading not guilty following racketeering and sex trafficking charges.
Investigators say that he abused women, not just physically, but emotionally and sexually for more than 10 years and got away with it because the people all around him hid things. But the prosecutors here in New York City say more charges could be coming.
Fox's Alexis McAdams, Vice President Harris, speaking with members of the National Association of Black Journalists in Philadelphia today. She's condemning Sunday's assassination attempt on former President Trump.
We can and should have healthy debates and discussion and disagreements, but not resort to violence to resolve those issues.
Trump will be back on the campaign trail this evening with an event in Flint, Michigan. America's listening to Fox News.
Oh. I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Bitcoin jumped today ahead of the Federal Reserve's key decision on interest rates tomorrow as traders expect the central bank policymakers to deliver their first rate cut in 4 years. The largest cryptocurrency was up more than 5%. On Wall Street, stocks finished the day mixed, the Dow falling 15, the S&P 500 gaining 1.5, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by 35 points. Teenagers on Instagram today being automatically placed into a new type of account with built-in privacy restrictions that give parents more control. Meta began rolling out the teen accounts feature today. Negotiators at Boeing and its largest union are due to resume talks over a labor contract today as the plane maker seeks to bring an end to a strike that's costing the company roughly $100 million a day. More than 30,000 Boeing factory workers went on strike last Friday. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Galbo, the Sportsman, and sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Elevate your engine performance with Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. The Panthers have benched Bryce Young for Andy Dalton, and we all know Carolina is the worst run organization in the NFL and will inevitably have the number one pick come April. So here's some free David Tepper. There's no generational talent at QB in this draft, so don't take a QB at one and trade your pick to another QB needy team for a haul so you can actually begin to rebuild the Panthers. I'm Zach Galbo.
There aren't many feelings worse than trying to start your car in the morning and being greeted with a dead battery, or being stuck on the side of the road when you don't need to be. One in four vehicles on the road will need a battery replacement this year. Don't be a statistic. Stop battery problems before they stop you by testing your battery regularly. Test yours at home or at select Napa locations nationwide. If you need a replacement, Napa has you covered with a full range of long-lasting, high-performance batteries for nearly every make and model on the road. So don't wait. Test your battery today and let Napa help you keep moving.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't the thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing. And that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We continued our two-day reading of the Shade meeting transcripts over the Jeff Bergosh text messages case of the County of Escambia versus Gannett and Jonathan Owens and Alex Arduini, finishing up today with what I can only describe as pretty interesting stuff. We also talked to Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons about school threats extensively and the Guardian program and the second now assassination attempt against President Trump. You can listen to all of these conversations at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time, so what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Back to Pensacola right now
with Chris and Austin
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, my money, I'll tell you what I do. I would go downtown, buy a Mercury or two, cause I'm crazy about a Mercury. Cruise up and down this road.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 4:30. Just past 4:35 here. I want to get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, it doesn't appear to be too much going on outside of Gulf Breeze Parkway. Man, if you are traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point, you're going to be backed up well back. Basically, on the halfway mark between the – let me find a landmark here. You're going to be backed up basically just close to Pensacola Beach Bridge. We'll just keep it at that. That's where you're going to be backed up to. As for the weather, it's 81 degrees in Pensacola. Tonight's low is going to be 73. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 86 and a low of 72. And hopefully, fingers crossed, not much, if any, rainfall. I was sitting here. I saw the rainfall earlier today, Chris, and I'm just like, well, I'm not a meteorologist. I thought Tuesday was going to be relatively forgivable.
Going to be a beautiful night on the beach tonight for bands on the beach. 7 o'clock kickoff, Casino Beach. It's going to be a great night. Who won those tickets, by the way, to the Oak Ridge Boys?
Sarah from Pensacola. I believe she's from Pensacola. We had her info saved already because she's won before. I believe she's from Pensacola, though. Let me see. Yep, Pensacola. So congrats, Sarah.
All right, Sarah, way to go. Congratulations to you. This could be a great show, by the way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Really. Hey, an eyesore is about to disappear over in Warrington. You know where I'm talking about. It's the former Checkers location right there at Barrancas Avenue. Mm. Now, here's the ironic thing about this. It's now going to become the second Dutch Brothers coffee location in Escambia County. Why do I bring that up to your attention?
I don't know.
I ran into the owner. The guy's name is Travis Borsma. When I was on the West Coast in Oregon, he owned this coffee shop called Dutch Brothers Espresso Bar. It was just a little tent.
Right.
And it was in Grants Pass, Oregon. I'm going to get this guy on the radio. We're going to talk to him. But his brother Travis and Dane were the owner and their sister Carly and all. And I remember when they were in a tent. They have 900 locations now across America.
They've grown. They've grown like a weed.
They did good for themselves, let me tell you. That coffee shop, by the way, going to have 2 drive-through lanes, walk-up service, along with a canopied area, 2 access roads, and 18 parking spaces are planned as well. What else? These guys are class act. We're going to get Travis on and talk about our roots and our wild nights in Grants Pass, Oregon.
Well, and you're talking about the Pacific West Coast, so I'll keep with that theme. Bird flu is showing up in another California county. It's being detected in San Diego's wastewater, but not in people, luckily. San Diego County is now the 5th location in the state of California to report the environmental detection of H5 influenza virus or bird flu. This detection comes through wastewater testing from September 1st. Wastewater scan is a privately funded operation that monitors wastewater for pathogens at more than 150 sites nationwide. So they detected some bad apples, and the bad apples is known as bird flu.
Hey, parents with kids in the Escambia County Public School System, if your kids are trying to lay a line on you by saying, "Oh, wait, listen, we're getting out of school early tomorrow." Go ahead and buy it. It's true. Tomorrow's an early release day.
Really?
For those kids. The remaining early release dates, there's a couple of more. Wednesday, November 6th, Wednesday, February 5th, 2025. The early release days are designed, of course, to provide teachers and staff with a professional development day.
Oh.
There you go. So if your kid's trying to pull one on you, they're not. They're actually telling you the truth. So just take that in. Escambia County, early release day tomorrow.
Right. You know, I hated school as a kid, but that was always one good thing about it. You would look forward to those days. Like class goes from, because it's like you're a middle schooler, class goes from 50 or so minutes to down to like 25-ish or 30 maybe. And it's like, man, you're just glued to the clock all day. It's awesome.
What a transition here into high school sports.
You know what? It's a pretty good one. I said middle school, but close enough.
Yeah. Here's the way we're going to set your week and weekend up. Of course, we're going to start on Thursday for you. Jay will host Chipley on Thursday, and Tate travels to West Florida. A couple of games on Thursday.
All right.
Should be good. And the Friday game's looking really stellar. Pensacola Catholic host Pine Forest on Friday. Escambia faces Panama City Mosley. Gulf Breeze hosts Booker T. Washington. Pace goes to Andalusia, Alabama. Another battle in Alabama on Friday. Navarre hosts Milton on Friday. And Pensacola High School has a bye week.
And I'll give you a programming update that not only has to do with high school football, but I found it out about 2 hours ago.
It's fresh.
Yeah, very fresh, right off the press. All right, so high school football, our sister station ESPN Pensacola typically has the game of the week every Friday night at 7 p.m. However, the game of the week this week is Tate at West Florida, which, as Chris just said, is a Thursday night. So that's going to be at 7 p.m. on Thursday on News Radio 92.3, right after Pensacola right now. So there's your programming note for you.
Who's on first?
All you need to know is that high school game, typically on Fridays on ESPN, it's on Thursday on News Radio 92.3.
Okay, we'll post that on the web for you and try to straighten that information. I love it with last-minute programming changes.
Yes.
Absolutely. You ready to talk SEC real quick?
Sure.
I got a couple of minutes here. We can just zip on through here. Big game coming up, Florida-Mississippi State. Florida might win this game.
I've got a hot take. They don't win it, and Napier is fired effective immediately right after.
Ooh.
That's my hot take.
Okay. It's the real logical choice of having to win.
Oh no, that's the thing. Mississippi State, especially after getting crushed by Toledo, absolutely looks like it should be a win. But if you think about the Bulldogs bouncing back, Florida dealing with convincing losses and what were supposed to be go-either-way games against Miami and A&M, I don't know. I say Mississippi State stuns them, makes an example out of them, and Napier packs his bags.
Okay, Ohio-Kentucky.
You know, that's actually not a gimme. Ohio's a pretty good school, and we know what a MAC school can do to an SEC team, clearly. I'll take Kentucky, but I'll say 34-24-ish. They don't pull away. They don't dominate.
Okay, you didn't pull for my LSU team last week against South Carolina, and we right. proved you wrong on that.
Okay,
how bad are you going to say LSU's going to get beat by UCLA?
You have my word, sir. That is not going to happen. UCLA is unwatchably bad. I think I told you yesterday. Struggled with Hawaii and got maraudered by Indiana. Now they go on the road to face LSU in Death Valley. Yeah, bye-bye Bruins. My goodness.
Yeah, listen, I was at my doctor early this morning, Dr. Brian Perez, and he and I both LSU guys, and we both agree we're going to win that game.
Yes, I'd put good money, y'all do.
I just wish it were a night game. That's all I was wishing. It's just... I love the night games. Okay, Auburn, Arkansas.
I'm taking Auburn that game.
Missouri is all a Missouri Vanderbilt, but I think Missouri's going to have this game.
Yeah, Missouri should have been woken up now that they just squeaked past Boston College. They know that they can't cut games that close again. And Vandy just got exposed by Georgia State. So, yeah, Missouri's going to kick them while they're down.
All right, South Carolina, Akron.
South Carolina.
Yeah. You think? Yeah. You think they're mad after this past weekend?
Yeah, they needed a punching bag after that LSU game.
Texas A&M, Bowling Green.
Bowling Green just scared Penn State. You said A&M, Bowling Green, but I'm assuming they're not going to Bowling Green.
I think they are.
Excuse me? Texas A&M goes to Bowling Green?
I think so.
I'll take Texas A&M, but I'll say they win by, I don't know, 17. They don't dominate, but they win convincingly.
Okay, how about Oklahoma, Tennessee? Good game.
Man, I think that's a very telling game because Oklahoma has a they've limped to the finish line these past couple weeks. I think they're going to play Tennessee, and I think if they get killed, that exposes Oklahoma as fake. I think if Tennessee struggles, that exposes them as a non-contender. Okay. I'll take Tennessee, though. I'll say they win by a couple scores.
This is Ole Miss, Georgia Southern.
Ole Miss is going to dominate them. Actually, you know what? I think I wrote down a score prediction for Tennessee-Oklahoma. I think I said 41-24, so give me the Vols by three scores officially.
Okay, ULM and the number one, Texas Longhorn.
Yeah, ULM, bless their hearts. Give me the Longhorns. Hook them, as they say.
All right, and don't forget, FSU faces undefeated Cal.
Yes.
Doak Campbell. Kickoff tickets. 6 o'clock. Live FSU football on Pensacola's official news station, News Radio 92.3. Tickets coming up in less than less than 45 minutes now.
Yeah. Just about 45.
These are not just regular tickets. These are choice tickets.
Yes, choice tickets. We only give away choice tickets.
Absolutely.
We also give choice updates on the roads and weather, but we're going to do it a minute late this time. Looking at the roads, there's not too much going on. Just Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Very heavily backed up all along the parkway there, well past Oriole Beach. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, kind of backed up. Same with Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Outside of that, there's not too much standing out. As for the weather, 81 degrees in Pensacola, low of 73 tonight. As we get into tomorrow, maybe a slight chance of storms early Wednesday, but the high is going to be 86, and Wednesday's low is going to be 72, but by Wednesday night, there should not be any rainfall. Shouldn't be.
447 News Radio 92.3. This has been circulating everywhere, but I just want to kind of put it back in your brain. A new job for an old skipper. That's the title. Former NAS Pensacola commanding officer, Captain Tim Casella, is going to serve as the new city of Pensacola administrator. Casella replaces former administrator Kareth Fiddler, who resigned 4 months ago. Mayor Reeves previously tapped Casella to lead his transition team when he was elected back in 2022. No word from the 7th floor at City Hall on the appointment, but I'm sure they've broke out in the happy dance.
Well, and also here locally, the former assistant principal at Pensacola High School now facing some new charges related to video voyeurism and child pornography. 55-year-old Sean Roby was arrested for a second time last Friday, and he now faces an additional 29 charges. The new counts include video voyeurism and possession of child porn. Roby was first arrested in mid-August after police said that he secretly recorded a 17-year-old nude girl in her bedroom. That video was discovered on Roby's laptop, and after the first arrest, police say they found 4 more videos he had recorded of a girl when she was 15 and found several child porn files. Roby had initially been suspended from the Escambia School District, but was fired last Monday and remains in the Escambia jail on a $520,000 bond.
Okay, here's a story you can check out on our website. I just wrote it this afternoon. Thought I'd give you kind of a brief snapshot of it. It is the opening of grant season for the Gulf Breeze Community Organization, Will Do. Nice ladies over there, by the way. The Women's Philanthropic Group is accepting applications through September 30th. Applications must have a project or initiative that serves the committees and communities in the 32561. That's the beach area code. 32563 zip codes throughout the Gulf Breeze area. 61 Gulf Breeze, too, as well. Organizations and groups without tax-exempt status also considered. Will Do has awarded more than $542,000 to initiatives in the Gulf Breeze, Pensacola Beach communities since its inception in 2014. If you didn't get it, go to the website, the 923 website. I wrote the story up there for you.
All righty. Thank you very much, sir. Just about 4:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we've got some more frivolous stuff here, including it now being the time to start bargain hunting because there are now less than 100 days left till Christmas. We got details on that and more right here on Pensacola Right Now.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hurricane season, and when a storm threatens our region, News Radio Pensacola has complete around-the-clock coverage you can count on. Our award-winning news team will be tracking the storm's every move, providing regular updates on the storm path, intensity, and potential impacts. You can listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This hurricane information is brought to you by DeFranco Gas. Get your home or business storm ready. Install or maintain your generator with DeFranco Gas. DeFranco Gas does all things gas.
I deserve a reward. After all, I found our dream house.
Have a pickle.
Thanks.
But I found out how much the house was going to cost, Pastor John.
But I found us the perfect mortgage.
But then I found out the house had radon. The radioactive gas that's the second leading cause of lung cancer.
Yeah,
I need two pickles.
I found the phone number to call, 1-800-SOS-RADON, where you can get all the information you need to test your home and fix a radon problem. I'd like some ice cream with this pickle.
Are you trying to tell me something?
Protect your family from radon. Call 1-800-SOS-RADON. 1-800-SOS-RADON.
Hurricane season is here, and making sure you're ready is key if you need to evacuate. Evacuations typically don't have to be hundreds of miles. Having at least half a tank of gas ensures you can evacuate the necessary tens of miles to a safe, sheltering location when a storm threatens your community. Check with nearby friends and family now and have a plan in place for what to do if you are ordered to evacuate. Visit halfwayfullhalfwaythere.com to learn about more ways to be prepared.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody knows you've been stepping on my toes and I'm getting pretty tired of it. You keep a stepping out of line and a messing with my mind. If you had any sense, you'd quit. Cause ever since you were a little bitty teeny girl, said I was the only man in this whole world. Now you better do some thinking, then you'll find you got the only daddy that'll walk the line.
And with my song choices, no one knows my true age. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative, we are local, we are dependable. 4:52 here. All right, hinted at this before break. It's time to start bargain hunting because there are now less than 100 days left until Christmas. Businesses have already started hiring for what is their busiest time of the year. Jeff Burdett with the Federation of Independent Businesses says that their members are offering hiring bonuses to get enough workers on the floor. And the consulting firm Deloitte Projects holiday retail sales will increase between 2-3% compared to a year ago. In the meantime, half of shoppers say that they plan on checking items off their lists before November even rolls around.
All right, so people are maybe thinking about spending some bucks, huh? Americans may be spending a lot, but changing some of their habits. Fox's Jenny Casola has more on this trending story.
Sales rose 0.1% in August, though that was weaker than anticipated. July's reading was revised higher to an increase of 1.1%. The month included the Amazon Prime sale and similar events from competitors. Recent research indicates shoppers are adjusting spending, cutting down the number of items they buy, or reducing the quality of items they purchase. Consulting firm Deloitte is estimating a more modest increase in retail sales for the holiday season from 2.3% to 3.3%. Last year's holiday sales growth was 4.3%. Jenny Cosella, Fox News.
Okay, if you're a home buyer, maybe a home seller, and watching those mortgage numbers, here's your numbers today. Mortgage News Daily reporting the 30-year rate a little lower, 6.12%. Borrowing cost on that 15-year fixed rate also down 5.63%.
Wow. All right, man. We're full of good news at the bottom of this hour. Look at us. Also, we've got Transformers 1 is projected to take first place when it debuts in theaters this weekend. The animated origin story is expected to bring between $30 and $40 million in its first outing. That's going to be enough to knock down Beetlejuice to second place, as the sequel is looking to add around $25 million in its third weekend in theaters.
You know, I love this because we have kind of voices for the past few weeks here. This week, the forecast calling, just like you say, warm days, cool September nights, perfect conditions for Nightflix. Yes, the SRIA featuring Cinemas in the Sand movie nights. In 4 days, Friday night, it's the hit movie Inside Out. Three classic movies on the Casino Beach big screen stage. Curtain rises around sunset. And I'm telling you, man, the moon's full. It is absolutely a gorgeous. If you're going to Bands on the Beach tonight, take the lawn chair, take the beach chair, and just kick back and enjoy. Just enjoy tonight. It's going to be great.
Absolutely. All righty. Exactly 4:55. We'll get that last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Really just... three major spots that we need to report on. Gulfreeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tire Point, still very heavily back up at this time. Also, we've got some issues on I-10, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and Highway 90, that's Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's 81 degrees tonight in Pensacola, low of 73 as we get into your late evening. Then on Wednesday, should be a high of 86 and a low of 72. Maybe some rain that will dissipate throughout your Wednesday, just like today's rain did today.
Oh, yeah, just a quick little shower there. I guess 2024 could go down as years of the discussion about TikTok. Should it be allowed? Should it not be allowed?
Right.
Free speech or national security is the question this afternoon. Which will win out in a legal battle over whether TikTok has a future in the U.S.? Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has more on this trending story.
A three-judge federal appeals court panel heard arguments from both sides Monday, TikTok arguing the law passed by Congress violates their First Amendment rights and those of their users. Federal prosecutors said speech isn't being targeted, but national security is, pointing out that TikTok's code is made in China, where parent company ByteDance is based. But attorneys for TikTok argued that much of the curation, or expression, is done in the United States, and that's the speech that needs protecting. One of the judges told TikTok their argument was a bit strange in that Congress did what Congress does, it legislated. And he said TikTok was asking the court to treat Congress as if it were some agency. An attorney for TikTok insisted it was an unusual law. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Okay, and I forgot to mention to you the band that's playing tonight over at Bands on the Beach, White Sands Panhandle Band. You heard Captain Chris doing those commercials throughout the week here. Great bluegrass band. And I think they combine a little bit of... they're a great bluegrass band. I'll leave it at that. I don't want to stick my foot on this one. But yeah, perfect night, perfect band. Go out and have a great time at Bands on the Beach tonight.
Now, Chris, if I were to say the name Jussie Smollett, do you know who that is?
Oh, yeah, he's the crazy knucklehead in Chicago that faked his own arrest.
The hate crime, faked a hate crime. Well, he is scheduled to appeal his case today in the Illinois Supreme Court. Of course, he was convicted in 2021 for staging that fake racist and homophobic hate crime against himself and lying to police about it, obviously. His attorneys argue that their client should not be punished for the same crime twice. In 2019, Cook County State's attorney Kim Fox reached a plea deal with Smollett to drop the charges against him in exchange for a $10,000 bond and community service. In 2020, a special prosecutor was appointed. Smollett served only 6 days of a 150-day jail sentence for the crime before being released.
I don't think that Ms. Fox is no longer on the payroll for Illinois. I think she was dismissed of her duties. I think by election.
Really?
I think so. But I'm not... Don't quote me on that. Hey, coming up in less than, 40 minutes. Yeah, we're to give you a break here. And coming up in 40, we'll talk about the AP Top 25 poll rankings just out. And there are a few surprises. So we'll talk about that coming up in 40 minutes. We'll also dive into the NFL schedule as well.
A few surprises. I'm intrigued when you say that. And here's why. Because I looked at the poll, and I'm not going to say anything about it because I don't want to spoil any surprises. But I do want to say I didn't really see many surprises at all. Not in my opinion. So Chris and I are going to bare-knuckle fight over that.
I don't think so.
Well, don't worry. We'll have a camera in here. But all right. Let's see. This is one of the top stories of today. The investigation into the second attempted assassination of Donald Trump is heating up. While the campaigns are going full steam ahead, Attorney General Merrick Garland said that the entire Justice Department is investigating the incident at Trump's golf course on Sunday. Meanwhile, Trump will attend a town hall tonight in Michigan. So the investigation's going, but Trump campaign full steam ahead. I was passing it to you to say something, but you're just giving me the silent treatment.
Oh, no, I know. I was looking over here. I'm just checking out some of these. The best list of the 10 states for teachers.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. Florida's on that list. I'll let you know where they kind of weigh in at and in the variables and how they came about being in the top 10 for the best state for the teachers.
All righty.
I think that's pretty interesting. It's coming up. News Radio 92.3.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulfreeze, Milton, Pensacola.